Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com. What's that?
What was wrong with the guy's throat? You flicking
it's a singing technique. You jiggle the like that.
Get that checked out, you know.
You okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Anyway, it is 6:23. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when it's hot out, at least you got a stocked up fridge or cooler full of delicious Bud products that'll cool you off, man. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I'm ready for winter. We can just go right back to winter.
Right,
it's
back
too
to
hot.
Winter. It's hot.
Yeah, I'm throwing in the towel, dude.
It is.
It's only been like, what, 3 days, dude?
Sitting in bed just sweating. Like, what is this, man? This is ridiculous.
Warm.
Kind of hot in these rhinos. All right, we got to do sports. Let's do sports.
Whitey tidies, man. All right, let's get to it, man. Major League Baseball yesterday. Get through some scores. The A's beating the Tigers 9-0. Damn. It's a massacre there. The Guardians was postponed in Chicago. They're playing the White Sox. Postponed because of COVID. Cubs beating the Padres 7-5. Today, the Oakland A's going to be in Detroit at 1:10. And Yankees going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox 8:10. Cubs are off. NBA last night, 2022 NBA playoffs round two. Last night, the Bucks, your Bucks, Brock, beating the Celtics 110-107.
I knew it.
Milwaukee.
It's Algonquin for the good land. I don't know if you know that or not.
For the good land.
For the good land.
Well, it was good land last night, man, because I didn't watch it. I was too tired. I went to bed. But I would take a guess that Giannis, you know, that really, really good basketball player, was probably lights out. Had probably something to do with that. So
probably.
More NBA last night. The Grizzlies beating the Warriors 134-95. Damn, destroying the Warriors. Golden State still leads that series 3-2. They were leading 3-1 before. They were probably taking a night off. That would be my guess. Tonight, the Heat going to be in Philadelphia playing 76ers at 7 o'clock. Suns over in Dallas playing the Mavs at 9:30. Let's go, man. Let's get to some stories. College basketball, kind of going back a little bit. Back in the 1980s, Jim Valvano crushing it as a head coach of the North Carolina State basketball team, right? And then after being diagnosed with cancer, Valvano was an inspiration. Given an iconic speech at the ESPYs that led to the ESPYs naming an award after him, the Jimmy V Award. That big story will now be featured in a movie with Ray Romano. He's playing Jimmy V. As Romano explained, Jimmy Valvano has always been an inspiration to me. Romano went on to explain that he's looking forward to working with the Valvano family, quote, to bring Jim's incredible story and legacy to the screen. So that's kind of cool, you know?
It's spot on Ray Romano impersonation right there.
What? That was him. That was an actual.
It was an actual clip. Oh, nice. Good to know.
I am Ray Romano. I'm going to play Jimmy Valvano in the new movie coming up from that iconic speech he did at the ESPYs.
Yeah. He's got a very froggy voice.
Surprised you were able to get real audio on that. That's great. That's great. Idiot.
Him and Al Michaels kind of song.
Yeah, and Kermit the Frog and Mittwoch.
Kermit the Frog.
And
Mittwoch.
All the phone now. All right.
Ray Romano. Sorry. Hey, I'm gonna say it. And I know a lot of you out there, what? Everybody loves Raymond. Overrated show. Didn't really like it ever. I've given it plenty of chances too.
It's I'll watch it if it's on. I'll throw it on.
It's not that funny to me. I don't know why.
I think compared to a lot of other stuff, you know, it's lower on there. Yeah. But I tell you what, Ray Romano is actually a really, really good actor. He's done some other more serious roles where it's like, oh my god, this guy's actually got some acting chops.
You know, I wouldn't take that away from him. I could agree with that. Yeah. Like the acting in it's great. You know, the delivery is good. It's just I don't know. It's just not my style or something. Whatever that means, I guess. What, comedy is not your style? I don't know.
Ray Romano.
I can't get past the voice, maybe. Maybe every time I see him, I'm just like, dude, clear your voice. Anyway. Moving on, more pro football, or just pro football, I should say. Tonight, the full 2022 NFL schedule being announced. For the past few days, there have been some leaks and mini announcements about the games that will be played. But tonight, we'll learn everything. because all of the leaks and many announcements, some believe the NFL could turn this schedule release process into like an event that lasts all week. So NFL just kind of turning everything into entertainment, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Last story here, man. More pro football. Josh Lambeau. You know that guy? Josh Lambeau is his name. He's a former Jacksonville Jaguars kicker whose allegations of abuse eventually led to the firing of Urban Meyer last year. Filed a lawsuit against a team alleging Meyer created a hostile work environment. Lambeau is seeking more than $3.5 million in lost salary and additional damages. The suit claims that Lambeau's performance suffered after he was verbally and physically abused by Meyer. What? It also alleges that the coach threatened to release Lambeau after Lambeau spoke up in his defense. The Jaguars ended up releasing Lambeau on October 17th last year. That's crazy, dude. Dude, there's so many things about Urban Meyer that I'm like, what? This guy's gonna have like a full documentary on this guy. Seems like every year something else gets disclosed about Urban Meyer. And another thing, if this guy doesn't own a Lamborghini, I'm going to be pretty pissed.
I don't know. I don't know if just having that as your name counts as you getting a Lambo.
If Josh Lambeau, dude, you got the money. I mean, you're in the NFL.
Is it spelled the same way, or is it spelled like, is it spelled
L-A-M-B-O.
Like
Lambo?
Oh, all
right. Josh Lambeau.
Yeah.
You better be riding in a Countach or something.
Something fancy.
Anyway, I apologize for the sports this morning. I mean, it's not really much going on.
No,
except the sport, like NBA and baseball.
Yeah, I was listening, and I was just not that impressed.
Kind of tuned out there.
Yeah,
I could tell.
A little bit. It was not nothing. Really, there's nothing where I can use my gun. There's no horse racing, which you know that's always a winner.
Sound effects this morning.
No one getting beat up or you know.
Yeah. You know, it's not always out of the park here, ladies and gentlemen. You got to do this every single day. I'm going to say I don't understand how ESPN does it all day long.
I did read some story about what's-his-face, Steph Curry being the first player to get, like, 500 threes in the playoffs.
I mean, dude, at this point, I mean.
If he's not getting, you're kind of like, what are you
doing? Give every record to him. What, are there any records left?
Anything? In the three-point category? I don't think so.
Can't be. There's no way.
Yeah.
Nobody can make that many threes. It's ridiculous, dude. When he misses, you're like, whoa.
This guy sucks. This guy's garbage.
Anybody see that? He missed the three-pointer. Yeah, he's incredible, dude. Fun to watch. So there you go. That's your sports. I'll try to gather up some more next hour. So.
Wow. Sports you brought to you by.
Shut up. You know what? Shut up. You didn't contribute anything. You just sat there in silence. What are you looking at your Facebook?
I was waiting for you to give me a good in where I could hop in and give my quick whips.
You know what? I am an ultimate wingman to you, and you sit there during my sports like a bump on a log. Don't give me a wow. You know what? I'm going to wow your rock news coming up. How about that?
Give me something. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock
108. All righty. Good morning. Brock, Hunter,
and Tone. Tone Logan.
Uncle Buck. Uncle Buck's here, too. All right.
See? You started to catch on a little bit there.
Yeah, a little bit there. Okay, well, hopefully this sports is better than our last sports. Let's do sports.
Same one. Come on.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports happened. With Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So you are stocked up. Yeah, no, we're jerks. Bud Distributing, not jerks. Amazing. Amazing. Love them.
No, they fix the jerks.
They fix the jerks. They make jerks more likable. That's right.
Give me some scores. All right. Major League Baseball yesterday. The Oakland A's beat the Tigers 9-0. Man, it's a massacre. The Guardians are going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox. That was postponed.
What are they guarding? What are the Guardians guarding?
I don't know. They're guarding, I don't know, Cleveland. What is there to guard in Cleveland? Nobody's coming for anything in Cleveland.
Let it burn.
You know? Jeez, Cleveland. Anyway. Cubs beat the Padres 7-5 yesterday. Today, the A's going to be in Detroit playing the Tigers 1-10. Yankees going to be over in Chicago playing the White Sox 8-10. Cubs are off.
Yankees.
The Yankee must be a fan of the Yankees. NBA last night, kind of a portmanteau. 2022 NBA playoffs, round two. The Bucks beating the Celtics 110-107. Milwaukee leads that series 3-2. You better start watching this, man. I'm telling you, your Bucks are good. Dude, you love your Green Bay Packers so much. Why don't you start cheering for a team that actually might go to a championship?
You know what, you son of a bitch? I swear to God, I will reach through this microphone and choke you. All right? All right.
Didn't even skip a beat on that either. That was brilliant.
Pretty happy about that. Yeah, it only took you two sports reports to figure it out. This is where I'm at with the Bucks. Is that I just feel like people would come back, hey, this guy's a phony, because I've never really cheered for the Bucks. Like, I'm like, all right, cool, Wisconsin. Wait,
dude, you're from Wisconsin. You know, you're a big Green Bay fan. I'm sure they'll accept you. Like, it's not like it'd be me going over there.
Yeah.
Like, who's this gangly dude from Michigan?
Like, I don't even think I've ever owned a piece of Bucks merchandise, if I'm being 100% honest. Like, never in my 36 years.
See, why am I not? It's a buck. You love hunting.
You know, because I was terrible at basketball, so I said, screw all basketball things. I'm done with it.
See, you like hunting. You like cheese. Yeah. You love Green Bay. Well, come on. You need to start watching basketball here.
All right. Maybe with them being good.
Not to mention you have one of the best NBA players ever. Giannis, dude, is absolutely insane. You should be watching this guy. So.
All right. I'll check it out. Just for you, though.
All right. Thanks. Moving on. Grizzlies beat the Warriors last night, 134-95. Golden State leads that series 3-2. So before this game, they were leading 3-1. I kind of feel like they were taking a night off.
Yeah.
I mean, do you take nights off in the playoffs? Probably not, but.
I mean, if you're up, do you save yourself? But wouldn't you want to just get it done? I don't know.
I even think. All right, real quick before I ask this question. Tonight, Heat going to be in Philadelphia playing the 76ers, 7 o'clock. Miami leads that series 3-2. Suns going to be in Dallas playing the Mavs, 9:30. Phoenix leads. Suns lead that series 3-2. Okay, your opinion. We've been talking about sports being rigged and whatnot a lot lately. Do you think they extend the playoffs? So, like, if a team's up 3-1, everybody has always asked this question because you're like, even back in the day, you're like, dude, really? Okay. You're taking Michael Jordan to game 6? Come on.
Do you have any other sports we're going to discuss, or will we wrap it up on this? Because I think we could dive deep into this.
Let's dive deep into this because all the other rest of the sports is kind of, yeah.
There's the part of me that's like, no, there's no way my beloved sports would ever be that, right. You know what I mean? But. Mm-hmm. You also know that there are some rich, shady people in the inner workings of all of this, all right? When you look at the owners of sports teams, you're like, God, you guys are rich, smarmy people. So why wouldn't they throw some money this way? Or let's try and, you know, get it on the... It's more money for the teams. It's more money for the association because they're getting more advertising dollars.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Right?
It makes sense. Especially if you're like, we're going to bring it back home. So, like, if Golden State was away last night and they won, it would have been over. So in that case, it's like, we're going to go back. We want to go back to Golden State.
Because
it's going to bring a bunch of our home team, our home fans. It's going to bring money into the stadium, money into the team. I wonder how much money per game is being made.
Especially in the playoffs? My God.
In the playoffs. It's got to be significant.
I didn't even think about it that way, Hunter, too. Yeah, even just on the own personal team level. Yeah, let's bring it back to our stadium. Let's sell a stadium full of $10 beers, you know?
Especially if you're up 3-1.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If there's no consequence, as in like, okay, you get the first three of the next series.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. But, dude, it makes sense. If I'm up 3-1 and I'm making, God, dude, it would be interesting to know how much money they make or how much money is flying around each game.
Let's see.
But, okay, so we're going to bring it back home if we lose this game so we could each make, like, hey, guys, just blow this game. We'll give you an extra mil on the side, you know?
During a playoff, here, how much money does a team make? Let's see. For each Super Bowl is 150. Okay, this is probably a question that's hard to answer.
There's probably money being made in all different kind of categories.
I mean, but you're selling jerseys, you're selling hot dogs, you're selling tickets, you're selling
asses
beers
in a seat, dude.
Yeah.
advertisements.
Like, again, there's two parts of me. There's a part of me that's like, God, no, I'd hate to think that throughout all my years of watching, you know, my favorite
especially
athletes.
Like basketball.
You know? Yeah.
Like that's another sport. Like it was hard for me to rally around that football would be rigged because once you're on the field, you can't really think about anything else but, dude, football. Well, like, I'm out here playing, like.
You don't have the wiggle room either, too, because one playoff loss is you're done. So it's not like you can, like, every game really does, minus maybe the first five games, because you can still make it with a you know, 9-6 or 10-6.
See, like, baseball, basketball's different in baseball for the players. Because in basketball, dude, it's fast-paced. It's in the moment. It's baseball, you can walk up to the mound and be like, okay, I'm definitely going to swing at this if it's outside of the box.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Basketball, you kind of get the ball right away. It's not like, okay, that's right, I gotta shave some points here. All right, start dribbling.
Yep.
You know, it's just it's a reactive sport. It's hard for me to believe that, you know.
I don't know, man.
That the players shave points.
I mean, look at horse racing. They had an 80 to 1 last minute entry with Rich Strike. I mean,
it's not like you can tell the horse, hey, slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the jockey could.
Easy, Seabiscuit. Easy.
Well, but no. I take that back because if you watch Rich Strike, right?
Yeah.
That's Rich Strike, the horse. When they were winning, that jockey was really jockeying, if that makes any sense. You know, he was like moving his arms, trying to get the horse to go faster, while everybody else was lollygagging. They're just kind of sitting on the horse.
Yeah.
I noticed that right away. I'm like, why aren't the other guys doing that motion? Yeah. You know? Because it's rigged?
That jockey had no idea what he's doing. He's just like, I think I'm supposed to whip this horse and then we'll go. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, buddy. Like I said, that's a conversation we could fill a day up on. So
it'd be the most interesting ask question of to find out is how much sports are rigged, professional sports.
Yep.
So, there you go. That's better than last hour, right?
Yeah, a little better. It's a little better. That's good.
Yeah.
Why don't we just ask
cheating
the Astros?
This morning.
We'll ask the Astros. That's what we need to do.
There you
guys.
Go.
Let's be honest here. All right. That's going to do it for sports for now. Brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.